Ribbon Rescue. As soon as her grandmother finished making the ribbon dress, Jillian put it on and ran out into the front yard. A man came running down the road. He was dressed in fancy clothes, and he was yelling, "I'm late, I'm lost, I'm late, I'm lost. I'm going to miss my own wedding." He was carrying his own shoes. "Wait," said Jillian, "let me fix your shoes." She tore two ribbons off her dress, laced the man's shoes with them, and tied them into big bows. The man said, "Thanks, I may be late, but I'll look fine." "Wait," said Jillian, "why don't you take my brother Lewis's skateboard? He has grown up and doesn't use it anymore. Just keep your eye on the church steeple, and you'll get there." "Thank you," said the man. "I'll bring it back as soon as the wedding is over." Then a lady in a fancy white dress came running by. She was yelling, "I'm late, I'm lost, I'm late, I'm lost. I'm going to miss my own wedding." "Well," said Jillian, "at least I can fix your hair." Jillian reached up and tore 8 ribbons off her dress. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then the lady bent down and Jillian fixed her hair into 4 enormous ponytails with ribbons at the end. "And now," said Jillian, "take my mother's bicycle. She is grown up and doesn't use it very much. Just head for the church steeple and you will be there in no time." "Oh, thank you," said the lady. "I might be late, but at least I will look okay." She gave Jillian a hug and rode away on her bicycle. Then a family came down the road yelling, "We're late, we're lost, we're late, we're lost. We're going to miss the wedding. We haven't even had time to wrap the present." "Well," said Jillian, "I can wrap your present." And she wrapped the present with 5 ribbons from her dress. The family said, "Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We may be late, but we will have a lovely present." "And now," said Jillian, "take Lindsay's wagon and Haley's scooter. They are sort of grown up, and they don't use them very much. Just keep heading for the church steeple, and you'll not get lost." They all gave Jillian a hug and raced off. Then a man came running down the road, yelling, "I'm late, I'm lost, I'm late, I'm lost. I'm going to miss the wedding." Suddenly he stopped and said, "Oh, no, it's lost." "What's lost?" said Jillian. "The ring, the wedding ring," said the man. "I lost the ring." "I'll help you find it," said Jillian. She crawled around and got quite dirty, but after a while she found the ring in a mud puddle. "Look," said Jillian, "you might lose it again. Let me help you." She tied the ring to the man's finger with a ribbon. "And now," said Jillian, "take Jeremy's skates. He has grown up and doesn't use them very much. Just keep heading for the church steeple." "Thank you," said the man. I may be late, but at least I'll have the ring." Then Jillian's mother came out of the house yelling, "Jillian, we're late for a wedding and you're a mess. What will your grandmother say?" She grabbed Jillian's hand and they ran down the road. But when they got to the church, the man at the door said to Jillian, "What a mess. You can't come in here dressed like that." But, said her mother. "That's okay," said Jillian. "I will sit on the stairs and wait for you." Then the bride and groom walked around the side of the church and saw Jillian sitting on the stairs. "Oh," said the groom, "don't my shoes look great?" "Oh," said the bride, "isn't my hair wonderful?" "Yes," said Jillian, "your shoes are great and your hair is wonderful, and I hope you have a wonderful wedding." "Aren't you coming in?" said the groom. "No," said Jillian. "I tore off all my ribbons to fix hair, lace shoes, wrap a present, and tie a ring, and now my dress is a mess, and I can't come in." Said the groom. "I think we need a flower girl." Said the bride. "Yes, we definitely need a flower girl." So they picked a bunch of wild flowers from the grass, and Jillian walked into the church in front of everybody else. And even though her dress was all dirty and full of holes, everyone said she was the prettiest kid there. The end of the story. Jillian is a Mohawk from the Ganawake Reserve near Montreal. She came to a storytelling in Montreal wearing a Mohawk ribbon dress. I didn't know what kind of ribbon dress it was, but I made up this ribbon story about her because of her wonderful ribbon dress. The end.